Happy Veterans Day and good morning, Buffalo. This is Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Dominic Cortez, call Cortez,
your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio on this Veterans Day. Take a moment and pause and reflect, if you can, on the value of our armed forces and the benefit of having veterans in our society to kind of give us a reality check as to what it takes to defend our country. Hats off to all the veterans out there. We'll be having a Veterans Day celebration after this broadcast at the Clarencetown Park at our Veterans Memorial. If you'd like to come by, we'd love to have you be part of that in the town park on Main Street right after we get off the air here at 11:30. So I'll be heading there right after this. So how are you? What's going on around your house? Today we're going to be talking about your masonry chimney. So if you have one, this is the right show for you. And participate if you'd like at 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. Of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board available as well. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Yeah, we'll be taking apart what goes wrong with a masonry chimney and talking to you about that and the whole idea of what a chimney is, was, and has become, and is no longer in many cases. So chimneys today, if you'd like to participate, we'd love to have you. And again, anything that relates to that or doesn't relate to it at all, yeah, we can talk about that too here on Hammer Time Radio. So the November 6th pasta fresca class went off without a hitch. It was a full house. The next class coming up is December the 4th. And we are traveling to Abruzzi, and we'll be making lamb ragu and making frittatas and tasting Montepulciano. This is the 4th of December, our next class coming up in our Come Home to Cortez cooking series. Jerry Clemente, our chef extraordinaire from Cipollina Restaurant. If you'd like to register, we'd love to have you. Simply go to cortez.net. And look for the drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortez Cooking Class, and you can register right online, pay online as well now. And also, how about giving the gift of a cooking class? You can find the tab for that on the drop-down menu. And when you're perusing our website, take a moment to take a good look at everything we do at Cortez Construction, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful homemade Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Yes, we make them right here in Buffalo. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, outdoor kitchens, all available by checking us out either online at cortez.net or, better than that, how about stopping in and taking a tour? 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We are 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. So, chimneys. It used to be that chimney was a staple in a home, right? Masonry chimney would typically rise if it was just a venting chimney in the middle of the house. Usually was made out of concrete block. Maybe veneered with brick as it penetrated through the roof line. But if it had a combination purpose of being a fire burner fireplace, as well as a vent for hot water and gas fumes from furnace, well, then it usually rose up on the outside of the house and usually, again, was veneered completely in brick. The whole idea of what this is kind of ripe for repair as far as problems that will result from a chimney. Why do I say that? Well, think about it. Brick. Brick are porous. Brick will absorb moisture. We live in Western New York. Freezing and thawing will ensue when moisture saturates into a masonry surface and could cause popping, known as spalling, cracking, deterioration of mortar, water infiltration through the chimney cap, cracks in the flue, not to mention the buildup of creosote that would possibly be another consequence from fire burning. So there's so many things that can go wrong. How about the flashing attachment from the chimney to the roof line? Another huge area for concern. So what do I suggest we do here? Well, let's get our eyes on it, huh? Get a set of binoculars. You can avoid the ladder for this one. But get a set of binoculars and get a good look at your masonry chimney to see, before we get into winter, what's going on with it and if you have any issues with spalling, cracking, loss of mortar. So let me tell you what happened. I had a vine on my chimney, and it was, well, it's as old as the house, so 40 years old. And we planted it when we moved in, and it eventually completely enveloped the chimney. And it was actually getting me concerned because it was covering the top of the chimney too. So we decided to do away with it and pull it all down, which I'm glad we did, because what it revealed is exactly what we're talking about. We had spalled brick, and that was brick surfaces that actually popped off. And as we speak, our mason is at our house right now repairing that. In addition to that, we had a unusual cap that the mason constructed on site when he built our chimney. And it was simply a bed of mortar and troweled in place and formed to make a cap. Well, the whole idea of that is also cause for concern and could lead to a lot of issues with moisture. In our case, though, it held up quite well over these 40 years. We decided to have it replaced while the chimney's being repaired with a precast concrete cap that is going to endure much better than what was cast in place. The opportunity now is to be able to seal better to the flue and cap and ensure that water infiltration will not occur. So that's what's going on at the Cortese household. And it was after a visual inspection that we found that there was brick spalling. And this is something you may not even have to deal with it at all, because in a home built today, you're not going to see a masonry chimney at all unless you have a wood-burning fireplace. And the chances of you having a wood-burning fireplace in a new house today are also slim to none. So we're talking about an item, folks, in our homes that's quickly becoming obsolete, and that is a masonry chimney. And I guess in a way that's good, because not only do they consume a lot of space, they cost a lot to build, they are a big source of frustration when you own a home, is maintaining a masonry chimney. So let's take a good look at yours today, and be sure to check for cracks, spalling, any missing mortar. Check your cap if you can. And also, if you are having any issues with moisture, it may be related to moisture infiltration into the chimney. It may be related to moisture permeation through the flashing at the chimney roof join. So those are other areas that you could have water infiltration occurring. And lastly, when it comes to a chimney, and I see this a lot, improperly footed chimneys, chimneys without with improper foundations, tilting away from the house. A huge concern for structural instability. It could be related to the conditions of the soil when the house was built. But a leaning chimney could be a serious issue as well. So that's on the table. If you want to talk about your chimney or anything else that I can help you with this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, again, you know the number, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as wings.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortese Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, if you're unhappy with your current bank and are tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service, let us help you make the switch. It's easy. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We're even here to help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today, so stop in and see us or give us a call at 716-688-6114. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop into Lakeshore Savings Bank and experience that kind of relationship.
Fall in Western New York is a beautiful time. Let's face it, brutal weather is just around the corner. It's okay. We know how to prepare for winter. One of the most important things you can do to be ready is have a factory-trained expert from ABC Hardware help you select a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas backup generator or service the one you have. ABC Hardware has been selling, installing, and repairing natural gas generators for over 30 years. They are the recognized leaders in natural gas generators and will help you have peace of mind knowing that you have a standby natural gas generator ready for the action the moment the power goes out. Don't let your family suffer during an outage this winter. Call the experts at ABC Hardware and save $500 on a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas generator or for complete maintenance to ensure that your existing generator is in tip-top condition. ABC Hardware, the area's natural gas generator experts. And remember, natural gas, realistic cost and reliable performance, and most models are now available. For a free generator estimate, sales, or service, call 803-7000.
Why get an updated COVID vaccine? If you're 65 or older, a COVID vaccine can keep you out of the hospital. And if you have heart disease, a COVID vaccine can help you stay healthy. With COPD or other lung diseases, getting a COVID vaccine can keep you off a ventilator. Anyone can get severely ill from COVID, but some people are more at risk. Know your risk and make sure you're up to date on your COVID vaccine. A message from the New York State Health Department.
Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
Find whatever you're looking for at Northtown Volkswagen. Hey, it's Sal Capaccio. It's Buffalo Bills football season, and now's a great time to get into Northtown VW on great deals on SUVs. Check out 2023 and 2024 models, including the spacious Volkswagen Atlas, the sporty Taos, and always popular midsize Tiguan. Also, Northtown VW has the all-new, all-electric VW ID4. All the performance and functionality you need with zero direct emissions. Take advantage of thousands of dollars in rebates. See store for details. They're located at Millersport near the 290 in Amherst, and Northtown Volkswagen is here for your VW sales and service needs. And Northtown Volkswagen has broken ground at a brand new state-of-the-art dealership just around the corner on Sheridan Drive. From the North Towns to the South Towns, make sure Northtown VW is on your vehicle shopping list. Check out all the deals. Start shopping online at NorthtownVW.com. Remember, whatever you're looking for,
you'll find it at Northtown.
Northtown, the official dealership of the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres.
Mike Shope here. Always be ready for your celebration to go into overtime when you shop the everyday case deals at Outlet Liquor. Stock up on Tito's Handmade Vodka, 1.75 liter bottles, $29.99 every day when you buy a case. Or pick up 1.75 liter bottles of Jim Beam, also just $29.99 a bottle every day when you buy a 6-bottle case. Stock up and save at the place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres.
What's your outlet?
Well, as winter sets in, it is the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. That's right, you heard me right. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage, even if your sump pump fails. There's no need to worry, just a quick cleanup and you're good to go. Gorilla Floor costs less than traditional carpeting or laminate. It offers unbeatable durability, and it's a breeze to keep clean. Plus, it comes with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. 715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com, Go Go Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Helpline is open, 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, pick up the phone right now. As we open the show with a discussion about chimney maintenance and repair and how chimneys have become obsolete in our homes with direct vent. And you know the difference, right? Chimney used to draw from the furnace in the hot water tank, and the height of it related to its ability to draw. And the taller the chimney, the better the draw would be. Well, now, yeah, direct vent. Furnaces go right out the wall. Hot water tanks go out the wall. And, I can't really think of a downside to that as compared to what we were used to with chimneys. The only one, of course, we talk about this often, is the issue of dealing with snow impacting your vent. Which could lead to a problem with the furnace shutting down in the winter. So be mindful as we get ready for winter that we want to make sure we check those vents, those direct vents, and keep snow clear of them. But other than that, you know, I can't tell you of any other downside to that style of venting and the technology that's allowed that to exist. When we talk about giving up wood burning, though, yeah, maybe there's a little bit of a pang in our hearts about giving up the ability to burn wood in a fireplace for the ambiance that it creates. But if you want to do the math on that too, when you think about how much work that is to have to load wood and, you know, buy wood, load wood, and clean the debris, the fire debris out, keep your chimney clean, make sure there's no creosote buildup. Yeah. And, you know, you still have people around that heat with wood, a little bit different premise than what we're talking about today, because a very functional way to heat is with wood, especially if you have an ample supply of wood. Kind of takes you off the grid, if you will, not having to rely on utility. But this is more the decorative side is what I'm talking about with burning a fire and having the ambience. And yeah, we made the decision to make that switch too. We're giving up the wood-burning fireplace and going to gas logs in our masonry chimney. So we'll be able to have the benefit of an instant fire and no cleanup. I guess, you know, for me, it was really the issue. I liked having a fire. I liked burning the fire. I didn't like the work and having to make sure I staged wood by the back door, especially in the middle of winter and having to trudge through the snow from where it's stored in a nook in a shed. So, you know, the trade-offs, I guess, is what it comes down to. And being able to have a remote control and hit the button and turn on the fireplace, how do you beat that, right? 803-0930. I'll pick up the phone right now as we travel to Batavia and say hello to Bo. Is it Bo? Beav. Sorry, Beav. It's, this, hey. You're on WBEN, Beav.
Hey, I called in a while back asking you about how to actually tear down a chimney. We were taking down a house. And you said to give a call back, let you know how it went. It did work. We tied a rope to it with the tractor. It
okay.
was not as bad, not as hard, and not as violent as I thought it would be. Appreciate the advice. And I wanted to see if I could ask you a quick question maybe on forced air heat in the house.
Sure. Go right ahead.
This is silly, but in my house they have radiant heat, okay? So
uh-huh.
I've never dealt with it before, so it's for a friend. If you want to basically zone off a room, meaning you don't want to heat part of the house during the winter, you can just shut the floor vents off, right?
You can do that. Yes, you can divert heated air away from a room, and it will increase the flow then to other rooms. So, yes. Now, there's a downside that we need to talk about, and we talked about this last week with our plumber, Todd Schmiegel. When we shut a house down, you know, we have to be mindful of the consequence of what could come from that. If a room is too cold, we could actually have moisture transfer through the building wall, build on the interior surface, and lead to mildew growth. not to mention cracking of the building materials. So, yeah, and I don't know whether dampering down a register is going to completely chill the room to the point where that would be a concern, but I just want to make sure that's on the table for consideration, that we don't want it to be that cold where we could get this moisture buildup on the interior.
Yeah, it's a small house. Those floor vents, they're rusted shut or whatever, I don't know. Those are just riveted to the incoming vents, right?
They pop right off. Yeah, you can purchase new vents. What's the reason for turning this room off?
There's only one person living in the house now, and she just wants to, you know, save on the heating bill, not heat every room in the house.
How many thermostats are there?
There's only one.
Yeah, I don't really see a benefit.
Really?
No, because with one zone, the call for heat is going to be driven by the thermostat that's calling for the heat. That's what's consuming the energy, is the firing up of the furnace from the call for heat from the thermostat. So
the thermostat's taking the reading right at the location of the thermostat?
Yeah.
I don't know this.
Well, yeah, I mean, the temperature at the thermostat is what's going to call for heat. So my point is that when we fire the furnace up and we burn the natural gas from the furnace being fired, that's consuming the energy. The air flowing through the ductwork is not consuming energy. So shutting a room down is not going to really increase any efficiency. What it will do is possibly give more airflow to the other rooms. And there may be a benefit in that. You know, if she has a problem with rooms being chilly, turning a room down or off will help push more air to the other rooms.
Okay.
But simply shutting a room down is not going to reduce utility consumption.
Yeah, okay. I think I understand. Yeah, because, you know, she does get cold sitting in the kitchen, wants more heat in the kitchen. That's, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe we'll just mess with it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
the advice.
Yeah, well, good. And I'm glad the chimney thing worked out. And, you can't be too careful when you're talking about pulling something down. So.
Yeah, I hid behind a tree.
There you go. All right, Beef, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now. Beef's line is now free, 803-0930. He's listening right now, and I'm gonna tell the story only because it's just remarkable that he's okay. But Dan Reiniger was cutting a tree down at his camp up in Canada, and the video of somebody recorded him cutting this tree down. Well, the tree kicked out, and he went up in the air and landed on his back, and it's amazing that he didn't get hurt. But it's a great little video if you can find it on TikTok. Dan, you'll have to tell us how everyone can see this. I guess there's 3 million views of this, so it's quite remarkable. Anyway, good morning from Dominic Cortez. 803-0930. We'd love to speak with you this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Bottom of the hour, top of the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown issued a statement Friday saying he will discuss the possibility of running for Congress at the appropriate time. That came a day after sources told WBEN Brian Higgins would resign from Congress to become president of Shays. UB's Jacob Neuheisel says it's not the first time Brown has been considered for another office.
There was a story not that long ago about how Cuomo was thinking about potentially, you know, tapping him for the lieutenant governor spot. At one point. And so his name has been thrown around in lots of different conversations about elevating him to a different kind of position, whether that's Congress, whether that's lieutenant governor, potentially something within the administration.
Whether Democrats nominate Brown or Mark Poloncarz or Tim Kennedy for any special election will be up to the Democratic Party itself. Higgins' resignation is anticipated to come officially in the coming week. Veterans will be honored today at the Buffalo Naval and Military Park. Paul Marzello says volunteers will be recognized for their work in revitalizing a boat at the park.
We're going to highlight a couple of volunteers that have been incredibly helpful in restoring that PT boat. Chris Afuso and Ryan Jensen, who kind of led the volunteer group, are going to be honored and tell us a little bit more about that project as a whole.
Marzullo says the park will also unveil the 2024 All Hands on Deck Challenge coin. He says only 500 of these individually numbered challenge coins have been minted for the annual fundraising effort. The Western New York Garden Railway Society will honor veterans today with a display at McKinley Mall.
There are some boxcars with battles on the side of them of World War II that list the number of U.S. troops involved, Allied troops, and some of the weapons that were important. Other cars are down there that they represent the women in the military.
Charles Bartel says the display will be at the former Zale store at the mall. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, it's true that sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. And of course, we remodel bathrooms, and we partner with the best companies out there. Twin City Glass can offer you amazing glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Give them a call at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into Wolitzer Park and tell them that Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
It's almost that time of year when fall festivity transforms into winter wonder. Huh. But why wait for the holiday season to arrive when you can enjoy magical savings right now? Waltz into Orville's Home Appliances for a suite of November deals, like $1,200 off a Samsung French Door stainless steel refrigerator. Enjoy this magnificent fridge with 27 cubic feet of storage for only $1,397. Or save $1,000 on a Samsung top-load washer and gas or electric dryer pair. Get two white finish appliances for a limited-time price of $997. But the amazing deals don't end there, because Orville's has the lowest prices on all the best brands, along with the area's fastest delivery on in-stock items. So for the best deals of the year today, march into your nearby store or find November deals at Orville's.com. Orville's, your home, our life.
The Cold Climate Heat Pump is the healthier, cleaner way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, it's me again, your heat pump. Just wanted to point out that there's no need for fossil fuels in this house since I'm here, which means a lower risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. Hey, it's me again. I kept thinking, no fossil fuels and the air is filtered. Aren't we the best thing that happened to each other?
It's healthier. It's cleaner. It says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
716-422-ALL-ZEROS, 100 Corporate Parkway, Suite 320, Amherst, New York, 14226. Online at cordellcordell.com.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Those in the know go Lenco, even for kitchen and bath design. Lenco Supplies offers Timberlake cabinetry for quality, style, value, and service that you can believe in. With their in-house kitchen and bath design service, Lenco can make Timberlake cabinets fit your personal preference. Mention you heard Lenko and Timberlake on Hammer Time, and guess what? You'll get a free fleece-lined winter hat with your purchase of any amount. For nearly endless kitchen and bath cabinetry ideas and products, those in the know, go to Lenko.supplies. That's right, brand new website, Lenko.supplies. Or stop into any of the locations. Tell them Dominic sent you to Lenko. Those in the know, go Lenko.
Cause your eyes had a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as Beef on Weck.
803-0930. That's the number to call. Anything around the house. Or you can text as well. We've got several texters on the board. We're going to get to them. And we're talking about chimneys, or, of course, anything else that you want to talk about this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. My point in bringing up the chimney discussion was what I have happening at home right now with our chimney, and that there's damage that was hidden by a vine that we pulled down. And thankfully, we did the right thing, because not only did it give me a chance to visually inspect the chimney, but it got the vine away from the top of the chimney as well, which was going to certainly impede the flow of the vented chimney fire. One texter is writing, brick front house, 50 years old, chipping, peeling at doorways and behind shrubs. Same exact thing that basically is what I'm talking about, what happened at my house was the hidden component didn't reveal the damage until we pulled the vine down. You have hidden brick damage behind shrubs and probably lower to the grade, more susceptible to issues of moisture absorption. There's one thing about brick that's just not perfect, and that is the porosity that allows for absorption. And if they are well sealed, then, and siliconizing the brick is a good added value tip that I want to make sure we include in our chimney maintenance discussion. Siliconizing is going to create a moisture barrier so that we don't get permeation into the masonry, into the brick, and into the mortar. Mortar is probably a bigger cause for concern than the actual brick surface, because mortar is actually porous as well, and the moisture that gets into the mortar can freeze and crack and cause it to deteriorate and pop out. And once we get mortar popping out, then this cycle just is going to be accelerated as far as the possible likelihood of damage to the chimney. So yes, the chipping and peeling is the moisture getting in, and that's going to have to be chiseled out and replaced in order to fix that properly. Another texter is writing in about switching to high efficiency. So this is a very common scenario today. We see this all across the landscape with people giving up their chimney and switching to high-tech venting. Now, before we get into the texter's question, I want to make sure I point out that when we talk about venting our furnace now through the wall, and still venting our hot water tank through the chimney, we have to be mindful of the fact that there's less capacity related to a hot water tank's vent than to a furnace vent. And often overlooked is the downsizing, if you're staying with chimney venting, of the chimney to accommodate just the hot water tank vent, as opposed to the chimney venting the furnace and the hot water tank. So a sleeve, usually stainless steel, would be employed to reduce the size of the chimney diameter to just venting a hot water tank. Very, very important, because if you don't do that, two things will happen. One, we'll start to have moisture take residence inside that chimney, which could lead to, again, problems with that, freezing and cracking. But also more important is the risk of carbon monoxide from downdrafting, in that we don't have enough draw. So if you are switching to high-tech furnace venting and you're staying with conventional hot water tank venting, make sure that that chimney vent for the hot water tank is downsized to accommodate just the hot water tank. Now, the texter's writing, high-efficiency furnace installed, power-vented hot water tank. So everything is now vented through the wall in this case, and they're not reliant on the chimney at all any longer. And they actually took it down. So they go on to say, is there any consequences from the removal of the chimney as far as structural considerations? And the house was built in 1925. Typically, a foundation for a fireplace is an add-on to the foundation of the house. And typically, a fireplace chimney is no more than an appendage to the side of the building. Now, the implication structurally would be more seen in the roof line. Is the roof line, once we take the chimney down, going to have to be rebuilt to eliminate the cricket or the triangle-shaped roof section that would have been then joining the roof to the chimney? And that may have some structural implications in that rafters may have to be sistered or added onto in order to eliminate that little cricket. Other than that, like I said, the fireplace chimney is really no more than just an appendage. Now, when we take the chimney down, it sounds like it was just venting the furnace and hot water tank. So there's really no connection to the living spaces like there would be if there was a fireplace in that chimney, because then there would be the opening to deal with. But in this case, the chimney coming down, yes, we've got siding repair to do. We've got to think about how we're going to camouflage or hide the footing, and whether the footing is connected to the basement or not is another consideration, or whether it's just a slab poured to grade with a foundation below it and then the brickwork or blockwork laid upon it. Typically, that's what we'd see with a furnace and hot water tank only vent. You just have to camouflage that footing, fix the siding, deal with this cricket if there is one, and you're good to go. This is a very great way, if your chimney is in the middle of the house, to gain more square footage in your home without adding a single square foot to the house. And that's simply taking down the chimney that's running up through the middle of your house. Often, as I said earlier, they run right in the middle of the house. So you can't really get an open feel in a house with a chimney right through the middle of it. So taking a chimney down in the middle of your house, if you have high-tech venting now, is a great idea. Of course, remember, you've got structural implications with that, in that we've got to fill the hole in the roof, and we have to then fill the hole in the floor if it's a two-story home or the first floor area. Not any real big deal to do that, but yeah, the benefit is immense to open up a house if it has a chimney running right through the middle of it. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're talking about chimneys today, and connected to your chimney typically is your furnace, and they all kind of work together, right? And working together to keep your air breathing clean air is important as well. And that's where indoor air professionals comes into play. They will make sure when they come over, when they cut the hole in your ductwork, that they will completely remove everything that's collected deep down in your ductwork. Dust mites, dust mite feces, they've settled in your ductwork and they need to be removed in order to ensure that you are going to breathe clean indoor air. The process works with the patented column duct cleaning system. The nozzle head of this duct cleaning component blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it out and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Medical-grade air purifiers can help if you have radiant heat, and high-capacity April air dehumidifiers can help if your basement is moist as well. So Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, you're hitting on all the things, especially this time of year. You know, we've gone through that time where the heat's kicked on. I mean, we're in the 30s at night, and you know, you have to really be brave if you haven't turned your heat on by now, and or a lot of blankets. But yeah, that smell is the burning, roasting garbage that's on your ductwork. And once again, that's just the tip of the iceberg and the reminder that if we can get in there and clean it all out, and when I say that, 95% to 99%, and that's what so many people don't get. Just this week, I had a client who was a tenant at a nice house in Williamsville, and he called to get his ducts cleaned, and he was all excited, and he said, well, my landlord already chose somebody, or already had it done. Well, long story short is we went in there anyways, because he said, I'm still, like, coughing and hacking and wheezing. And the stuff we pulled out after they had their ducts cleaned just a few days before was ridiculous. And we've done that 2,600 times of the 58,000 jobs we've done, as well as we've done, you know, we've been on the news about 17 times in that same operation. So beware and get it done thoroughly and get the health results for sure.
716-683-3000, extension 303. Yeah, we've added that now to the phone number. So that puts you right at Peter's desk. 683-3000, extension 303. Peter, the Hammer Time Radio specials for Veterans Day.
All right, awesome. Well, we have, as you mentioned, the Healthway Medical Grade Air Purifier, the extra special on the 1,200 square foot portable is $350 off, okay? And then the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, you mentioned, of course, we got a lot of rain yet to come before the snow. And that is $300 off. And finally, on the duct cleaning, we have the 15% off, okay? And once again, there's no gimmicks here. You'll see the price list, you know, when I email you all the information. But you got to get on the schedule. We're about 2 weeks out right now.
Okay, great specials, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Benefit from the balance of a hybrid home heating system with cooling capabilities. Hybrid systems offer a new way to manage your home's temperature that use both electricity and natural gas to provide comfort and consistency at a lower cost and with greater performance than other options. Hybrid systems also help to lower emissions and can be installed more affordably with a $1,350 rebate through National Fuel's Conservation Incentive Program. Learn more at fuelingtomorrowtoday.com/hybrid.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not have to pay it all back because there are solutions available to you now that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These solutions, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-885-8222. 800-885-8222. 800-885-8222.
Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Live. An unforgettable evening of Led Zeppelin's greatest hits and deepest cuts. next Saturday, December 2nd. OLG stage at Falls View Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone asks me who to call when they notice leaks in their roofs or shingles lying on the ground, I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get the on-the-spot free written estimate. Get a project drawing, all for free, by calling Ava Roofing. 716-343-ROOF. That's the number, 343-ROOF. You can register for your free estimate online as well, avaroofing.com. Ava also will offer you 0% financing, by the way. Ava Roofing. Because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hearts on fire, you must stay alive. Smoke gets in your eyes.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hammer Time is 10:53. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez talking about your chimney today here on Hammer Time Radio. 803-0930 is the number if you'd like to participate as we travel now to Tonawanda and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. We're at your house.
Yeah. I got a cape in the town of Tonawanda. The only thing that's going through the chimney is the hot water tank now.
Okay.
Before I forget, I don't have one of those little bird guards. I've owned the house for like 13 years. You know, so I'm first-time homeowner, but whatever. So do I need one of those little bird guards? I noticed yes. The chimney, like one of the bricks started to crack a
yes.
little bit.
So not only do you need a cage to prevent birds from traveling down into the chimney, you also need to make sure that that chimney's been sized to just handle the hot water tank, as I mentioned earlier.
Okay, yeah, see, I missed that. But who would I call? A plumber or
a furnace technician will be able to line that chimney. This is maybe why you're seeing damage is because the moisture is now not properly venting. And again, keep in mind there's also a risk of carbon monoxide. So very important that chimney be lined to accommodate just the hot water tank. Or another option, you can weigh the cost difference between lining that chimney and replacing the venting of the hot water tank to through the wall.
Through the wall, because I just had a new furnace put in.
Now your chimney's obsolete with that being
basically,
done.
Basically, yeah. So if the thing tumbles down, I'm like, well, Jesus Christ. And then I've been using it, right?
Right. Well, you know? Yeah. So. I mean, if anybody who has an obsolete chimney in your home, I would recommend taking it down.
Well, perfect. Yeah. You answered my question, so I need to call my furnace guy?
Yes, to get that chimney lined and the plumber if you're going to want to consider venting through the wall.
Well, yeah, because I'm probably going to retire in the home. You know, I'm 52, so I got I'm going to live there. I mean, what's the cost of the what's going on in the economy.
Amen.
So I'm not moving, but yes. All right, so call my furnace guy and call plumber.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Thank you so much,
good
Dave.
Question.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so talking about taking a chimney down, again, we talked about the benefit of it being freeing up square footage. And there's the penetration through the roof, and then there's the penetration from the attic ceiling, the attic floor to the second floor if it's a two-story home, and then the penetration through the first floor and second floor join the ceiling and the floor there. One idea that could be employed, and a texter suggested this, is that be turned into a floor register. to allow the heat to transfer from one floor to the next. I like that idea. And the other thing to consider is you don't necessarily have to take the chimney down to the basement floor. You can stop at the basement, top of the basement wall, unless you really want to free up the square footage in the basement as well. The texter is, I think, confused about one thing, and they said that the center chimneys in old homes are not wood burners are often used as structural piers. I've never seen that be the case, that a chimney was tied into the structure of the house where a beam possibly was resting on it. Now, that, I guess, could be the case, that it was tied into the beam structure. Obviously, then, if that's true, then the chimney has to stay if it's tied into the actual support of the floor between the floor joist and the floor joist sitting upon the beam, and the beam, if it's pocketed in the chimney, well, then that absolutely is structural, and that would be a reason that would have to stay. But going above that through the first floor and possibly the second floor, it could come down. The roof repair would be required, the ceiling repair, and then the floor, as I said, could be made into a register, or it could be filled in and blocked up with a floor joist, just infilled floor joist, and then finished flooring, to finish that area off. So, yes. And I do think, rather than deal with maintaining a chimney that's obsolete, I would strongly recommend that it be removed. If you don't need it anymore, all that it's going to be for you is a source of frustration, in that a chimney that's not used is not active, and it's going to just collect moisture and lead to degradation. And we didn't touch on birds, but that's another issue here, that if you have a chimney, it needs to have a cap so that birds can't get in and down, because they like coming down a chimney. They like being able to have the warmth of the chimney to nest in. Starlings are notorious for that. And a bird nest can block an active chimney, and that could lead to problems with carbon dioxide as well. So yeah, there's so many downsides to chimneys. And I guess maybe, as I said already, having them become obsolete is probably a good thing, unless you are an avid wood burner. But yeah, other than that, you know, having a high-tech furnace and a high-tech hot water tank vent really renders your chimney as unneeded. Yes, you could consider the idea of removing it. So be careful with that and how it's done. And if you're going to do it yourself, you think about it in terms of working safely. And there's so many things we could talk about with that. Then, yes, we need to make sure we have the right scaffolding to take the chimney down off the roof. The right ability to take the pieces down in sections. So you may want to get an estimate and employ a professional to take a chimney down. Once we get below the roof line, though, then it becomes a little bit more of an easier to manage task, especially if you do it in pieces. You know, taking a section of block down, if it's a block chimney, one at a time, chiseling it out. A little messy, right? A little cumbersome that way, but the benefit of having that extra square footage, really, I think you might appreciate. Anyway, that's been the talk of the town today, the chimney in your house and whether you need it or not. So think about that, and thanks for being part of our audience today, and think of your veterans, as I said, and your family headed to the park in Clarence for our celebration of veterans. Have a great week, everybody. Go Bills, and always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.